Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Do you know what day it is?
Please tell me.
Please tell me.
Today's Wednesday.
What you gonna do?
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 Wednesday.
Oh, is that today? Wasn't really thinking about it.
Oh, really? What would you call it?
You really don't know.
You really don't know.
Enlighten us, please.
Enlighten me.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo! It's showtime, baby.
How's everybody doing this morning? What's going on?
Hi. Here. Hi.
Hey, here we are.
Here.
This is how we're starting.
Here.
What's going on? How are you?
Good. Not a whole lot. Yesterday was a busy day. Got a lot of stuff done, but nothing exciting like a reality TV show would be like, really? You went to TJ Maxx and you went to Nordstrom Rack to get your son new pajamas and new underwear because he's growing up and he's a big boy now. Yeah, no. So it wasn't exhilarating, but got a lot of stuff done.
Didn't make a lot of stuff onto the show. You were the one character on the reality TV show where they just skipped that week.
No, they cut me season two. We're already on like season seven.
Oh, is that right?
I got cut a long time ago because I wasn't bringing enough A material to the game.
Yeah, I feel like I had one of those days yesterday somewhat also. Yeah, nothing really to report, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Had some days where it's too much to report. Mo, how you doing?
Same. I would have been cut from a reality show yesterday as well. I just worked, man. If you watched me, I would just be working all day. That's what you would see. Boredom and somebody just putting work in. That's all I did.
On the podcast?
On the podcast, on videos, on social stuff. Went and exercised, took my walk to try to keep the gout flare-ups from coming. That's pretty much what my life is right now.
All right, Abby, clean sweep here.
Yeah,
pretty
same
boring
here.
Day.
Tuesdays are my boring days, so Wednesday I'm kind of like, well, God, I hope life gets a little bit more interesting, and like clockwork, it always does. But Tuesday I feel like is that day where it's in the middle of the week. You don't really have time to, like, do something fun. You got to, like, put your nose to the grind. So that was for me yesterday, too.
Back in the day, radio consultants used to say, hey, you got to put a morning show together that's living life. Life to the fullest because people in their cars want to live through you and your exciting lives. Those days are over.
Yeah.
Living life is exhausting.
Yeah.
It is. But your weekend was cool. Some good news over the weekend.
Oh my God, I got some really exciting news last weekend that honestly came out of nowhere. Like when I responded to this email that I got from somebody saying I was going to be honored with, I guess, an award, you could say. I don't know if I would call it an award, but I got a very exciting email and I responded back to them. I said, hey, I didn't even realize I was up for this or nominated for this, but like, cool. And I'm kind of just like finger crossing that it's not a scam, because if it is a scam, it's going to be the most embarrassing scam to fall for. But because I know it's a thing, I'm kind of like, okay, well, I just hope these are the right people in charge of it, because I've seen other people get quote unquote honored with this before, and it's finally my time because I am being honored for being hot. Finally.
Huh?
Over the weekend,
wait,
I
that
got,
wasn't the right reaction.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
hold on. My bad.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah, that didn't come out right. I didn't mean it like that.
I got an email over the weekend from these people at Jezebel Magazine. Have you guys heard of Jezebel Magazine?
Of course,
it's like a local Atlanta magazine.
Been around here forever.
Yeah.
Man.
So every summer they put together an issue where they pick 20 hot singles from Atlanta and they do a little photo shoot with them and they call it like Atlanta's most eligible or something. Yeah. So I'm one of the 20.
Hey, dude. So that can't hurt.
It can't hurt. So I'm literally looking at it. And I respond. I'm like, who nominated me for this? But I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to argue. If they're saying I get to be a part of the photo shoot, I get to be a part of the photo shoot. So I did my little tap back and I said, I'm in.
Yeah, well, man.
And it's more than just being hot. It's most eligible. So not only are you hot,
I'm desperate.
No. And you're hot and you're successful and you have a lot going on for you, which is what makes you a most eligible Atlantan. So congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very flattered. I have been in a tizzy trying to find the right thing to wear because I'm like, what's the dress code? Like, what does one wear to a photo shoot of this kind? And they're like, you basically need to pick out something that you would want to walk by if your ex was at a bar. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so much pressure. Like out of all the outfits, and I have found nothing yet. So I have just been like online, like ordering, because if I am determined to be ridiculously hot, I want people to see the photo of me and be like, oh my God, that's Abby from the Bird Show. She looks so bad in the Facebook, but this photo, it's incredible. So I'm scouring for outfits, something that'll make my non-existent exes super, super jealous. And also I'm trying to do like a deep dive on this like vague list they've given of the other eligibles. Mm-hmm. They've given like first names and first initials.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who are the guys on the list? Like, I want to know who's eligible from the male pool.
So wouldn't that be the best meet cute ever?
The best? Oh my God, we could brag on ourselves for the rest of our lives. Be like, how did you meet? Well, we were both Atlanta's most eligible.
Yeah, and they do have parties leading up to it, so you will meet them. And I'm not sure if you do the photo shoot on your own or there's a whole bunch of people, but you guys are going to be, it's basically Love Island.
It's Love Island. So next week is the photo shoot. I've already requested an hour off so I can go get my face beat and my hair twisted so
you
it looks cute.
A week?
What?
You only get a week from the time you find out?
I found out last week, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
And you only need an hour for your makeup?
I need 2 hours, actually. What's so funny is I was messaging the makeup artist and she's like, okay, perfect. I have you down for hair and makeup and it's only going to be 60 minutes. And I responded back. I said, no, it's going to take longer than that. And she goes, oh, yeah, you're right. I'll put you down for 90.
What if she, you mean she looked at your picture and then she called you back and said it's going to be 90?
She said it was going to be 60 minutes, and I was like, that doesn't sound right. And she was like, you're right. It's actually going to be 90 minutes, so it'll be 90 minutes for me to get my hair and makeup.
Because it would be very insulting for you to go, hey, I just need an hour, and then they go and check you out online, and then she hits you back and go, we're going to need two.
Yeah, we're going to need like a whole pit crew making you look good. So, yeah, that'll be mine. I'll have a very exciting update for Tuesday of next week. So be sure to ask.
Man, that's awesome.
The Bird Show.